Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Somali officials initially said troops had killed 8 Al-Shabaab militants during an operation. Later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead the civilians, including 3 children. At least 36 people were killed, 269 injured in violent protest in northern India after a court convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. VOA's Maya Bush has more on the riots that took place.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalized public property, and set vehicles on fire. Curfew has been imposed in Sirsa City, and security has been beefed up in various cities across northern India, which are considered a stronghold of the spiritual leader's followers.
Some Indian holy men can summon thousands of supporters onto the streets. Their system of patronage and sermons are hugely popular with people who consider the government has failed them. In 2014, the attempted arrest of another guru on murder charges ended with the followers attacking police, clubbing them as well. Flooding, tornadoes, next danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas. That's where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. About 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas, including the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have already touched down in and around Houston since Friday evening. So far, 1 person has been confirmed dead in Texas, where the storm came across on Friday as a Category 4.